time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
To lift your hands to him and just bless his holy name. Just worship the one who lives forever and ever. So Father, I just want you to know I appreciate you. I love you. I know you are alive. It doesn't matter what the enemy may be doing. I know my Redeemer is alive. And as long as you are alive, all is going to be well. So I just want to bless your name. I want to adore you. I want to magnify your holy name because there's just no one like you. I know my Redeemer is alive. I know my Redeemer lives, and I know he lives forevermore. I just want to worship you. I want to adore you. I want to magnify your holy name, King of kings and Lord of lords. There I am that I am, the Ancient of Days. I will praise you. I will adore you. I will magnify your holy name. I don't care what anybody else may say, but I know my Redeemer is alive. I don't care what the circumstances may be saying, I know my Redeemer is alive. And because he's alive, I know I can face tomorrow. And because he's in control of tomorrow, I know my tomorrow will be all right. So I just want to bless your holy name. I bless you, Lord, and magnify your holy name. Thank you because you are alive. Thank you because you live forevermore. Thank you because you are my God. Thank you because you are strong, you are mighty, you are powerful. There's no one like you. All power belongs to you. When you open, no man can shut. And when you shut, no man can open. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. Thank you, Jehovah Nissi. Thank you, Jehovah Shalom. Thank you, the Ancient of Days. Blessed be your holy name. And know my Redeemer is alive. It's alive forevermore. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Blessed be the name of the Lord forever and evermore. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we worship. So Father, we bless your name. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. We give you all adoration. Because you are great. You are good. You are kind. You are powerful. You are faithful. You are loving. And you are alive forevermore. Glory be to your holy name. Father, glory be to your holy name. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Thank you for peace. Thank you for peace in Nigeria. Thank you for putting the devil to shame. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. And now, Father, we commit all your children to your hand. This month in particular, let it be wonderful. Let it be glorious. Let it be blissful. Father, Baba, every one of these your children, bless them this month. And those who have been regular, who have been faithful in the payment of their tithes and in the giving of their offerings, surprise them. Lord, surprise them. With your blessings, embarrass them. Rebuke the voters for their sake. And in all their lives, let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. The song we used to sing those days.
The
question and answer song.
And
I'm sure you can learn it
easily. The question
is, do you love Christ?
And your
answer will be, yes, I love my Lord.
The question
will be repeated.
How to do it?
And the answer will be the same.
And
when we now ask the question the third time,
then
you will say,
Hallelujah.
I shall come to see my Lord.
Hallelujah.
When he comes to take me home.
Do you love?
Yes.
Yes.
I love my Lord. Do you love Christ? Yes.
And
yes, I love my Lord. Do you love Christ? Yes. I love my Lord. Do you love Christ? Hallelujah, I shall come to see my Lord. Hallelujah, when he comes to take me home. Do you love Christ? Yes, I love my Lord. Do you love Christ? Because when we talk about love, people love with the heart.
The
love must be of the heart if it is true
love. So
if you don't love him, as we sing this song, don't
answer.
If you are angry with him, don't answer
this. Wait till the matter is
resolved before you can sing
this song. Do you love Christ? Yes, I love my Lord.
Do you love Christ?
We'll come back to that again. I've always wondered why God has such a special interest in David.
Then
of course I came to the conclusion it's because David was always praising God.
When I went a little deeper, I found that the matter is just a little more than just praising God.
Nígbà tí mo tún wálẹ̀ jìn jù bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ, mo wá rí pé ọ̀rọ̀ náà kì kò dúró lórí yíyin Ọlọ́run lógo nìkan.
Found that the relationship between God and David is a relationship of love.
Àwárí wípé ìbáṣepọ̀ tó wà láàrin David àti Ọlọ́run, ó jẹ́ ìbáṣepọ̀ tó dúró lórí ìfẹ́.
Thank you, brother. The two of them were in love.
Àwọn méjèèjì wọ́n wà nínú ìfẹ́ tímọ́tímọ́.
God loved David, David loved God.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ràn Dávidì, Dávidì pẹ̀lú ní àdápadà ó fẹ́ràn Ọlọ́run.
May David said, for example, in Psalm 57, verse 7.
Nínú orin Dávidì orí ìkẹtàdínlọ́gọ́ta ẹsẹ̀ ìkeje.
Psalm 57, verse 7.
Orin Dávidì orí ìkẹtàdínlọ́gọ́ta ẹsẹ̀ ìkeje.
My heart is fixed.
Dávidì sọ pé ọkàn mi ti múra tán.
My heart is fixed.
Ọkàn mi pinnu.
I will sing and give praise.
Èmi ò kọrin, èmi ò sì máa kọrin ìyìn sí i.
The relationship is a heart relationship.
Ìbáṣepọ̀ tó wà láàrin Ọlọ́run àti Dávidì ó jẹ́ ìbáṣepọ̀ láti inú ọkàn wá.
David said, my heart is fixed. There's nothing anybody can do about it.
Dávidì sọ wípé ọkàn mi ti pinnu rẹ̀. Kò sì sí nǹkan kan tí ẹnikẹ́ni lè ṣe nípa rẹ̀.
I love you, God. My heart is set on this issue of loving you.
Ọlọ́run mo fẹ́ràn rẹ, ọkàn mi ti dúró, ti múra lórí èyí.
You can do anything to any man, you can't change his mind unless he decides to change it himself.
O lè ṣe ohunkóhun sí ẹ̀dákẹ́dá tàbí ènìyànkéniyàn. O sí ohun tó o lè ṣe láti yí ìpinnu rẹ̀
padà. Love is a very powerful thing, particularly if it is from the heart.
Ìfẹ́ jẹ́ ohun tó lágbára púpọ̀. Èyí ni wípé tó bá jẹ́ ìfẹ́ àtọkàn wá.
Remember, I've told you before, when I was a teacher in a school several years ago.
Mi ò sọ fún yín tẹ́lẹ̀ rí.
I think I've told you before.
Mo rò pé mo ti sọ fún yín tẹ́lẹ̀ rí nígbà tí mo jẹ́ olùkọ́ni ní ilé-ìwé kan ní àwọn ọdún díẹ̀ sẹ́yìn.
One little girl.
Ọ̀dọ́mọbìnrin kékeré kan.
Fell in love with one of the teachers.
Ó wọ inú ìfẹ́ pẹ̀lú ọ̀kan nínú àwọn olùkọ́ni.
The teacher was a rascal.
Olùkọ́ yìí náà jẹ́ ìpátákà.
He's already married.
Ó ti ní aya tirẹ̀.
This girl just fell in love with him.
Ọmọbìnrin yìí ó kàn dédé wọnú ìfẹ́ sí olùkọ́ni yìí ni.
And the parents of the girl say it will not happen, you won't marry him.
Àwọn òbí ọmọbìnrin yìí sì sọ pé kò ní ṣẹlẹ̀ lójú àwọn òní fẹ́ láya.
And she said it's too late.
Ọmọbìnrin ìdáhùn wípé ó ti pẹ́ jù.
I'm in love with him.
Nítorí pé mo wà nínú ìfẹ́ pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
They beat her.
Wọ́n lù.
They caned her so much the skin peeled off her flesh.
Wọ́n lù ú lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ àwọn kò ní pàṣẹ tó bẹ̀ gẹ́ pé bóyá ìfẹ́ ìyá yọ kúrò lọ́kọ rẹ̀ síbẹ̀ ńṣe ló ń pọ̀ sí.
She said, you can remove my skin, you can't remove the love.
Ó ní dájúdájú ẹ lè bọ́ awọ ara mi ṣùgbọ́n ìfẹ́ ìyá ẹ lè yọ kúrò ní ọkàn mi.
Even though the kind of love she had for that man was not the right kind.
Bí ó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé irú ìfẹ́ tí ọ̀dọ́mọbìnrin yìí ní sí olùkọ́ rẹ̀ yìí kì í ṣe irú ìfẹ́ tó tọ̀nà.
She was willing to die.
Ó ti múra tán láti tìtorí rẹ̀ kú.
Because her heart was fixed.
Ní tìtorí ọkàn rẹ̀ ti pinnu.
Now loving Jesus Christ is the best kind of love.
Ti fẹ́ràn Jésù Kristì òun ni ìfẹ́ tó dára jùlọ.
How I wish our own hearts are also fixed like that of that little girl.
Báwo ni ìbájẹ́ dára tó kí ọkàn tiwa náà ti pinnu ní fífẹ́ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọmọ ni.
Just say to the Almighty God, God, my heart is fixed. I am going to love you till the end.
Kí ẹ tó sọ fún Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè pé ọkàn mi ti pinnu, ọkàn mi ti múra tán. Èmi ò máa fẹ́ ọ tí wọ́n sì máa fẹ́ ọ.
The when two people are in that kind of love.
Nígbà tí àwọn ènìyàn méjì bá wà nínú irú ìfẹ́ tí à ń sọ yìí.
I mean the kind of love that is heart rooted.
Irú ìfẹ́ tí gbòǹgbò rẹ̀ ta sínú ọkàn lọ́hùn.
They show their love in various ways.
Èyí ni pé wọ́n máa ń fi ìfẹ́ yìí hàn sí ara wọn ní onírúurú ọ̀nà.
I will just mention seven simple ways that you can know that these people, their hearts are fixed.
A ó fi ẹnu kan ọ̀nà méje èyí tí ó fi lè mọ̀ wípé àwọn ènìyàn méjì ní tòótọ́ ni wọ́n fẹ́ràn ara wọn.
One is that they sing praises of one another.
You
will just find the brother saying, oh, there's no sister like this in the world. My sunshine. When I see how the sun has risen,
it
is not around the sun, seem to have
risen.
And the girl will say, oh, if you see that brother, there's no brother like him. And when you look at the fellow that this fellow is describing, you wonder, is this fellow blind? I remember before, you know, in those rascally days, one of our friends had a girl that she said he was going to marry. And the mouth was the biggest mouth I've ever seen. But when my friend was going to describe her, he said, do you notice that she has the widest smile in the town? I said, definitely. Psalm 89, verse 1. Verse 1. David said, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. He said, I will just keep on telling everybody about this God from generation to generation. And in Acts 13, Acts 13, verse 22. God said, I have found a man. David. A man after my own heart. God said, oh, this boy is just the one I love. It's my prayer that by the time you are going home today, God will say, this is the boy I love, this is the girl I love.
The reason
David sang praises to God all the time is because he was in love with God. Another way you know two people are in love is that they are constantly exchanging gifts. It may not be something big, it may be something small, but they are constantly exchanging gifts. Psalm 116, verse 12 to 14. David said, what shall I render?
David
unto the Lord for all his benefits unto me. He said, okay, God has given me so much. What am I going to give in return? When two people are in love, one is not just the receiver and while the other is giver. They exchange gifts.
Nígbà tí àwọn ẹni méjì bá wà nínú ìfẹ́ àtọkànwá yìí, kì í jẹ́ pé ẹnìkan ń gbà lọ́wọ́ ẹnìkan, ẹnìkejì ò rí gbà. ṣùgbọ́n bí kò ṣe pé wọ́n máa ń ṣe pàṣípààrọ̀ ẹ̀bùn sí ara wọn.
When one fellow is always giving and the other one is always receiving, they are not in love. The new love is not there.
Nígbà tí àwọn ẹni méjì bá wà tí wọ́n sọ pé wọ́n fẹ́ràn ara wọn tó jẹ́ pé nìkan ló máa ń fún ẹnì kejì, sẹ́ni kejì kan ń pàṣà tí kò fún ẹnì kìíní. Dájúdájú ìfẹ́ bí àtọkànwá ò sí láàárín wọn.
The new love is always shown in exchange, constant exchange of gifts.
Ìfẹ́ àtọkànwá máa ń mú àmúṣe rẹ̀ nípa wípé kí wọ́n máa ṣe pàṣípààrọ̀ ẹ̀bùn sí ara wọn.
David said, I will pay my vow.
Dávidi sọ wípé èmi ò sọ ẹ̀jẹ̀ mi.
I will pay my vow. Before the whole congregation, they will know that I love this God.
Níwájú gbogbo àpéjọpọ̀ àwọn ènìyàn ni èmi ó sọ ẹ̀jẹ̀ mi. Àwọn ènìyàn wọ̀nyí yóò sì mọ̀ wípé mo fẹ́ Ọlọ́run yìí nítòótọ́.
And if you read 1 Kings chapter 3.
Tí o bá ti wà kà nínú ìwé àwọn ọba kìíní orí ìkẹta.
1 Kings chapter 3.
Ìwé àwọn ọba kìíní orí ìkẹta.
From verse 3 to 14.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹta.
3 to 14. The Bible said,
Bíbélì wípé
Solomon loved the Lord.
Solomon ni bẹ̀rẹ̀ Ọlọ́run gidigidi.
And he offered 1,000 burnt offerings to the Lord.
Ó sì fi ẹgbẹ̀rún ẹran ẹbọ títun fún Ọlọ́run.
And then God said, this boy has shown his love, let me go and visit him and ask him, what do you want?
Ọlọ́run sì dáhùn wípé ọ̀dọ́mọkùnrin yìí ti fi ìfẹ́ rẹ̀ sí mi hàn. Ẹ jẹ́ kí n lọ kí n sì béèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ pé kí ni ohun tó ń fẹ́.
You have given me, I owe you now because we are in love. I also want to give you something.
Ó ti fi fún mi tó bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́ wípé èmi ló jẹ́ ó ní gbèsè ohun kan ní sísè yìí. Èmi pẹ̀lú sì fẹ́ fún ọ ní àdápadà ohun kan.
Exchange of gifts.
Ìṣípàṣípààrọ̀ àwọn ẹ̀bùn.
Is shown by those who genuinely love one another.
Ni a máa ń fi hàn láti ọ̀dọ̀ àwọn tí wọ́n fi ìfẹ́ àtọkàn wá.
So if you claim that you love the Lord and you feel uncomfortable each time there's an opportunity to give to him, then your love is not from the heart.
Bí o bá ti sọ wípé o fẹ́ràn Ọlọ́run yìí tó jẹ́ wípé ìdákúrekú ìfẹ́ rẹ sí kò tọkàn wá àtàbí ohun tó ń fi fún kò tọkàn rẹ wá. Dájúdájú o fẹ́ràn rẹ̀.
Number 3, when two people are genuinely in love.
Ìkẹta, nígbà tí àwọn ènìyàn bá wà nínú ìfẹ́ àtọkànwá yìí.
They hold regular discussions.
Wọ́n máa ń bá ara wọn sọ̀rọ̀ láti ìgbà dé ìgbà.
They talk almost all the time.
Ìgbà gbogbo ni wọ́n máa ń pàdé láti máa bá ara wọn sọ̀rọ̀.
They may repeat the same thing they said yesterday today.
Wọ́n lè ṣe àtúnwí ohun kan náà tí wọ́n sọ. Tí wọ́n jùmọ̀jọ sọ̀pọ̀ ní àná.
But it doesn't matter, it seems to get sweeter. Every day.
Ṣùgbọ́n kò ní fi ṣe. Bó tilẹ̀ wo kí wọ́n tún máa sọ àsọtún sọ ohun tí wọ́n ti sọ tẹ́lẹ̀ tó. Ojoojúmọ́ ni ó máa dùn sí i lóṣù
máa. Those of you who are married, you will know what I'm talking about during the period of courtship.
Fún gbogbo olúkúlùkù wa tí a ti gbéyàwó, a ó mọ pàtó ohun tí àwọn bàbá wa ń sọ yìí nígbà tí a wà ní àfẹ́sọ́nà sí ara wa.
How many times did you talk about what's going to happen on the day of your wedding?
Ìgbà mélòó ló dáa sọ ní ti ohun tó máa ṣẹlẹ̀ lọ́jọ́ ìgbéyàwó rẹ?
Maybe 1,000 times.
Bóyá àìmọye ìgbà tàbí ìgbà ẹgbẹ̀rún.
Hey, I'm looking forward to that.
Lọ́jọ́ yẹn mo máa ń fojú sọ́nà sí ọjọ́ yẹn gan.
This is the kind of dress I will wear.
Irú aṣọ báyìí ni ó wọ̀ lọ́jọ́ ìgbéyàwó mi.
And I know that this is the kind of dress you two will wear.
Mo mọ̀ wípé irú aṣọ báyìí ni ìwọ náà yẹ kó wọ̀ lọ́jọ́ ìgbéyàwó
wa. You said it yesterday.
Mo sọ lánàá.
You said it last week.
O ti ẹ̀sán lọ́sẹ̀ tó kọjá pàápàá.
You will see it tomorrow.
Bó bá dọ̀la bẹ bá tún pàdé ọ̀kan náà lẹ́yìn tó gbé tán.
When two people are genuinely in love, they keep talking.
Nígbà tí àwọn ẹni méjì bá wà nínú ìfẹ́ àtọkànwá, wọn a máa bá ara wọn sọ̀rọ̀ láti gbàdégbà.
And when the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17.
Nígbà tí Bíbélì wá sọ nínú ìwé kìíní Tẹsalóníkà orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàdínlógún.
1 Thessalonians 5:17.
Ìwé kìíní Tẹsalóníkà orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàdínlógún.
And he said, pray without ceasing.
Ó ní kí a máa gbàdúrà láì sinmi.
Many of us think that prayer is hard work.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nínú wa la ròyìn pé àdúrà gbígbà iṣẹ́ tó le ni.
It will be hard work if you are not doing it out of love.
Yóò jẹ́ iṣẹ́ tó le fún ọ nígbà tó o bá ṣe láti inú ìfẹ́ ọkàn rẹ wá.
Because if it is not out of love, you'll be asking and asking and asking.
Nítorí pé tí o bá ń gbàdúrà tí kò sí ìfẹ́ ọkàn rẹ wá sí Ọlọ́run, ìbéèrè 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 ló máa béèrè
lọ́wọ́. Whereas if it is out of love, more than 90% of the time you are just praising God.
Ṣùgbọ́n tó bá jẹ́ pé láti inú ìfẹ́ sí tó tọkàn wá ni wà á rí pé nínú àdúrà rẹ ju àádọ́rùn-ún ìgbà lọ ó rí pé òyìn Ọlọ́run lógo ni.
And those who know how to pray, they know that as you are talking to God, God is also talking back to you.
Àwọn tí wọ́n sì mọ̀ bí a ti gbàdúrà, wọ́n mọ̀ wípé bí wọ́n bá ń bá Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀, bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ni Ọlọ́run yóò máa dá àdápadà ọ̀rọ̀ bá ọ sọ.
That is why when you ask
is spiritually mature Christian to take a decision.
Ìdí ni tó fi jẹ́ pé tó bá ní kí ẹnìkan tó ti tójú bọ́ nínú ẹ̀mí kó ṣe ìpinnu kan.
He will say, I want to pray about it.
A sọ fún ọ wípé jọ̀ọ́ jẹ́ kí n kọ́kọ́ gbàdúrà nípa rẹ̀ náà.
You know what that one means?
Ìjọ mọ ohun tí eléyìí túmọ̀ sí.
I want to discuss it with my love.
Èyí ni wípé mo fẹ́ ṣe àjọpín rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ìfẹ́ mi àkọ́kọ́.
I want to ask him.
Mo fẹ́ béèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
Daddy, they said that I should decide on such and such.
Wọ́n sọ fún mi wípé kí n ṣe ìpinnu lórí àwọn nǹkan báyìí báyìí.
What do you think about it?
Kí ni nǹkan tí o rò sí ohun tí wọ́n wí?
What should I do?
Kí ni ohun tó yẹ kí n ṣe?
They talk to him so that he can talk back to them.
A bá a sọ̀rọ̀ kí òun tìkálára rẹ̀ lè bá a sọ̀rọ̀ padà.
Now when two lovers are apart.
Nígbà tí àwọn olùfẹ́ méjì bá jìnà sí ara.
So they can't talk all the time.
Tí wọn kò sì lè fi ìgbà gbogbo bá ara wọn sọ̀rọ̀ ní àfẹnukú ẹnu.
But thank God now you have mobile phone.
A dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run nísinsìnyí nítorí pé a ní ẹ̀rọ ìbánisọ̀rọ̀ tó jẹ́ pé o lè sọ̀rọ̀ síbikíbi.
But in those days when people like us were in courtship, there wasn't anything like that.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà ayé ìgbà mi nígbà tí irú wa yìí ń fẹ́ yáyà àfẹ́sọ́nà kò sí ohun kan tí ó jẹ́ ẹ̀rọ ìgbà lóde ìta lè fi bára wa sọ̀rọ̀.
So what do we do?
Kí ló tó máa wá ṣe?
We write letters.
Ìṣe la máa ń kọ lẹ́tà sí ara wa.
Every week.
Ní gbogbo ọ̀sọ̀ọ̀sẹ̀.
We write letters.
A máa ń kọ lẹ́tà ìfẹ́.
And between the one you get this week and the one that is coming next week.
Láàárín èyí tó ti kọ lọ́sẹ̀ yìí àti èyí tó tún máa kọ lọ́sẹ̀ tó ń bọ̀.
You will read the same letter every day for 7 days.
Ní gbogbo ọjọ́ kọ̀ọ̀kan ló máa ka lẹ́tà yìí fún odidi ọjọ́ méje gbákòókò tó tún gbà mí.
I know some of you are pretending as if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Mo mọ̀ wípé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nínú yín ló ń díbọ́ ló dákẹ́ rọ́rọ́rọ́ bí ẹni pé ọ̀bọ nǹkan tá à ń sọ nípa ẹ̀.
But I know the truth of the matter.
Ṣùgbọ́n mo mọ òtítọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ náà pẹ́yẹ o.
Some of you sleep with these letters under your pillow.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nínú yín wípé lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí ẹ ti ẹ̀bímọ mẹ́ta tán ẹ yìí pa lẹ́tà yìí mọ́. Tí abẹ́ pílò yín nínú ilé yín.
I want to make a confession.
Mo fẹ́ jáwọ́ fún yín ní tòótọ́.
I still have the letters of 1966.
Mo yì ní lẹ́tà 1966 lọ́wọ́ mi.
I have them stored up in a file.
Mo ní wọn níbi tí mo kó wọn pamọ́ sí níbi tí a ti máa kó ìwé pamọ́ sí.
When you are truly in love with God.
Nígbàkigbà tó o bá wà nínú ìfẹ́ àtọkànwá pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
You read the Bible because that is his letter.
Láì níye ìgbà.
That is his letter to you.
Èyí ni ìwé ìfẹ́ rẹ̀ tó kọ sí ọ.
That's why David said in Psalm 1.
Ìdí ni ti David fi sọ nínú orin rẹ̀ orí kìíní.
If you read from verse 1-3.
Tó bá kà láti ẹsẹ̀ kìíní títí dí ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹta.
He said those who are in love with God they meditate in the word of God day and night.
Ó ní àwọn tí wọ́n wà nínú ìfẹ́ pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run wọ́n máa ń ṣàṣàrò nínú ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ lọ́sàn-án àti lóru.
The fourth way people show that they are truly in love.
Ọ̀dọ̀kẹ́ni tí àwọn ènìyàn máa ń gbà.
This uncircumcised Philistine, who does he think he is?
Ta ni òmìnira Goliath yìí aláìkọlà ta ló tilẹ̀ ń fira rẹ̀ pé.
That he should come and reproach the name of my God.
The one I love.
Èyí tó ní láti jáde wá kẹ́gàn orúkọ Ọlọ́run mi.
Ìṣẹ́lẹ̀
tí mo fẹ́ràn rẹ̀.
I may be small, he may be big.
Ó ní èmi lè kéré, ìwọ́n sì lè tó.
But I will come and fight you.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n jáde wá wọ́n sì bá ọjà.
And that big head that from which you are boasting against my lover.
Orí rẹ̀ kọ̀ọ̀là níbi tó ti ń fọ́nu yẹn sí Ọlọ́run mi.
I am going to cut it off.
Èmi ò gé kúrò lọ́rùn rẹ̀.
The reason David went against Goliath.
Bíbélì sọ pé David.
The reason.
Ìdí tí David fi jáde lọ kọjú ìjà sí Goliath.
It's because he says. He's speaking against my God.
Ó jẹ́ nítorí pé ó fi ẹ̀sùn kan òmìnira yìí pé ó ń sọ̀rọ̀ òdì sí Ọlọ́run mi.
And do you know he said concerning how God would defend him?
Ǹjẹ́ ẹ̀jẹ̀ wa mọ̀ wípé ó sọ̀rọ̀ nípa bí Ọlọ́run ṣe máa dáàbò bò ó.
In Psalm 27.
Nínú orin Dávidì orí ìkẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Psalm 27 verse 1-6.
Orin Dávidì orí ìkẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n láti ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sí ẹsẹ̀ keje.
He said the Lord is my light and my salvation.
Ó ní Olúwa ni ìmọ́lẹ̀ mi àti ìgbàlà mi.
Who shall I fear?
Ó ní Tàlẹ́ mi yóò bẹ̀rù.
He said I have a defender.
Ó ní mo ní ẹnìkan tí ṣe olùdáàbòbò ni.
He said in the time of trouble he will just hide me.
Ó ní ní ìgbà ìṣòro òun ò kàn fi mí pamọ́ ni.
And by the time the problems are over he will bring me out.
Nígbà tí gbogbo ìṣòro bá sì ti wá àwa àlọ. Owó ògún mi jáde wá.
And my head will be far, far above that of my enemy.
Orí mi yóò ti ga sókè réré ju ti àwọn ọ̀tá mi lọ.
When two people are in love, they defend one another.
Nígbà tí àwọn ẹni méjì bá wà nínú ìfẹ́, wọn máa sọ̀rọ̀ dáàbò bo ara wọn.
Even if what you say concerning the other fellow is right.
Bí ó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ wípé ohun tó ń sọ nípa ti ẹnì kejì ó jẹ́ ohun tó tọ̀nà.
And the fellow knows that what you said might be right.
Ohun ẹni tó ti ń bá dọ̀rọ̀ mọ̀ ní ìdánilójú pé ohun tó ń sọ yìí ó mà lè jẹ́ òtítọ́.
He will look for one excuse or the other.
Wọ́n wá àwáwí kan lọ́nà kan tàbí òmíràn.
For example,
fún àpẹẹrẹ.
I remember, I think this must be 1957.
Mo rántí bí ọdún 1957.
A man was caught stealing yams.
Àmú ọkùnrin kan níbi tí ó ti ń jí iṣu oníṣu wà.
He was caught stealing the yam.
Àní ibi tó ti ń wa iṣu oníṣu lóko rẹ̀ láti mú gẹ́gẹ́gẹ́.
And then they came home and they said, we've caught a thief.
Wọ́n sì wá wálé wọn ní ọwọ́ wa tẹ olè o.
You know what the son said?
Ǹjẹ́ mọ̀ nǹkan tó mọ rẹ̀ wí?
He said, my father was not stealing the yam.
Ó ní bàbá mi ò jíṣu oníṣu wa o.
He just wanted to help the owner to bring it to the village.
Ǹjẹ́ ló fẹ́ ran ẹni oníṣu lọ́wọ́ láti bá a rù wá sábúlé?
He was, my father is not a thief. He just wanted to help the farmer.
Bàbá mi ò ń ṣọlẹ̀ o, kò ní ìgbà kan jalè rí jùgbọ́n ó fẹ́ bá oníṣu wa ju ẹ̀ kó sì rù wá sábúlé.
When you are in love, you will look for one excuse or the other.
Nígbàkigbà tó bá wà nínú ìfẹ́ àtọkàn wá yìí, wà á wá àwáwí kan tàbí òmíràn.
And that is why those who are truly in love with God hate sin.
Ìdí nìyí tó sì fi jẹ́ wípé gbogbo àwọn tí wọ́n wà nínú ìfẹ́ àtọkàn wá yìí pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run, ó kórìíra ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
Because they say, what will people say?
Nítorí wọ́n máa ń sọ wípé kí làwọn ènìyàn máa sọ.
Me, a child of God.
Èmi bí ṣe ènìyàn ọmọ Ọlọ́run.
Caught stealing.
Kí a sì bá mi níbi tí mo ti ń dẹ́ṣẹ̀.
Fornicating.
Da ṣíṣe panṣẹ́gà tàbí àgbèrè tàbí purọ́.
They will reproach the name of my Lord.
Wọ́n sọ̀rọ̀ òdì sórúkọ Ọlọ́run mi.
People who are in love.
Àwọn ènìyàn tí wọ́n wà nínú ìfẹ́ àtọkàn wa.
They will not want to see a reproach on the other.
Wọn ò ní fẹ́ kí ohun àléébù kan tàbí ohun ẹ̀gàn kan kó ta lé ẹnì kejì.
Number 5.
Ìkarùn-ún.
When people are truly in love.
Nígbà tí àwọn ènìyàn bá wà nínú ìfẹ́ àtọkàn wa.
They trust each other.
Wọ́n máa ń gba ara wọn gbọ́.
And so they find it easy to forgive one another.
Wọ́n sì máa ń dẹrù fún wọn láti máa dáríji ara wọn.
They trust each other.
Wọ́n ní ìgbẹ́kẹ̀lé nínú ara wọn.
And they find it easy to forgive one another.
Wọ́n sì máa ń tẹ̀ wọ́n lọ́rùn láti máa dáríji ara wọn tí wọ́n bá ṣẹ̀ra wọn.
In Psalm 103.
Nínú orin Dáfídì orí ìkẹtàlé ní ọgọ́rùn-ún.
Verse 1-5.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ kìíní títí di ẹsẹ̀ kẹta.
Psalm 103 verse 1-5.
Orin Dáfídì orí ìkẹtàlé ní ọgọ́rùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ kìíní títí di ẹsẹ̀ karùn-ún.
David said, bless the Lord, O my soul.
Dáfídì dáhùn ó sọ wípé fi ìbùkún fún Olúwa ìwọ ọkàn mi.
And all that is within me.
Àti ohun gbogbo tí ń bẹ ní inú mi.
Bless his holy name.
Fi ìbùkún fún orúkọ rẹ̀ mímọ́.
And one of the reasons why he said his soul should bless the Lord.
Ọ̀kan nínú ìdí tó fi sọ pé kí ọ̀hún kó fi ìbùkún fún Olúwa.
He said, he that forgive all thy
iniquity. Ó ní ẹni tó dárí gbogbo ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ mi jì mí.
When you consider what David is saying here.
Nígbàkigbà tó bá ronú lórí ohun tí David ń sọ níhìn-ín.
You look at King Saul.
Ìwọ náà wo ọba Saulu.
What did he do?
Kí lohun tó ṣe?
He disobeyed God.
Ó ṣàìgbọràn sí Ọlọ́run lẹ́nu.
God said, go and wipe out a city.
Ọlọ́run ní lọ kó pa gbogbo orílẹ̀-èdè yìí run.
Animal, human being,
everybody. Àti ẹranko àti ènìyàn pa wọ́n ní àparun.
He went.
Ó sì lọ.
He killed everybody in the city.
Ó kí ó pa gbogbo àwọn ènìyàn ní ìlú náà.
Except the king.
Ó sì da ọba ìlú náà sí.
He killed all the animals.
Ó pa gbogbo àwọn ẹran ọ̀sìn tó wà ní ìlú náà.
Except the fat ones.
A ó sì dá gbogbo àwọn tó sanra jọ̀jọ̀jọ̀ sí.
And God said, as a result, I take away your kingdom.
Ọlọ́run sì sọ pé nípa ṣíṣe èyí tó ń ṣe yìí, mo gba ìjọba rẹ kúrò lọ́wọ́ rẹ.
Now what about David?
David wa ń kọ.
What did he do?
Kí lohun tó ṣe?
He committed adultery with a woman.
Ó ṣe panṣẹ́gà pẹ̀lú obìnrin kan tó lọ́kọ tirẹ̀.
And because of that, he killed the husband.
Nítorí èyí tó ṣe yìí, ó pa ọkọ arábìnrin yìí.
And then took the wife to himself.
Ó sì wá mú aya yìí, ó mú wá sí inú ilé ara rẹ̀.
And God sent the prophet to go and tell David.
Ọlọ́run sì rán wòlíì kan láti lọ sọ fún Dávidì.
David, you did the following.
Nítorí tó ṣe nǹkan wọ̀nyí.
David sọ, I'm in trouble.
Dávidì sọ pé mo wọnú wàhálà o.
I'm sorry.
Mo káàánú mo sí, mo tọrọ dáríji.
And God said, I forgive you.
Ọlọ́run sì ni mo dáríji ọ.
I will punish you, but you won't die.
Wọ́n jẹ́ oníyàwó ṣùgbọ́n ò ní títorí rẹ̀ kú.
I won't take the kingdom away from you.
Mi ò ní gba ìjọba rẹ kúrò lọ́wọ́ rẹ.
Which sin is bigger?
I don't know,
but I'm not a good judge.
You took
another man's wife. Killed the man because of that. I'm sorry, and the God say, I'm forgiving you.
This man,
okay, only one king I didn't kill. If you ask me to, I will go ahead and kill him. Now, you know, the kingdom is already gone.
Only thing Babu Bawala, Ruluru, Mola Mopawaru, or Bakay, Nimodati, or Babi, and Monikindati.
If you ask me to kill him straight away now, let me finish him so that you settle the matter.
Go back to what I didn't find it. It's in the old belly, a cruel old way. That's why you're all right.
Because no, Saul, you have lost the kingdom.
Oh, Lord, so you failed to pay for you for Saul, who did you job out?
But in your own case, David, I will punish you, but you won't die.
To punish you now, David, won't be a journey to talk. To go, Nico.
Two of them are in love.
I want to make it you one, you know, if you are talking about.
David loved God.
David is better or Lord.
God loved David.
Allah is better than David.
So in 1 Samuel chapter 10. Why David was busy. The enemy came. Attack his city. Killed the animals. They burned down the place. Took all the animals. Took all the wives. Took all the children. When David and his men came, they found that the whole town was razed down. They wept. Until there was no strength to weep anymore. But you did not hear David saying, "Why God?" In fact, the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. I don't understand this tragedy, O Lord.
Oh, yeah, but
I trust you. What shall I do next?
Can you talk at the
I pursue these people? And God said, yeah, go ahead, pursue them. You will overtake them. And you will recover all. All of you are in love with God. Everything the enemy has stolen from you, you will recover all in Jesus.
There's
another man who loved God. His name is
Job.
He said in Job 13 verse
15.
He said, even if he slay me, I will still trust him. When people are in love, they trust each other. They find it easy to forgive each other. And then number 6. When two people are in love, they pay themselves regular visits. Regular visits. Psalm 122 verse 1. David said, I was glad.
You know,
when they say, let us go to. How do we know those who are in love with God? Every opportunity they have to come to the house of the Lord, they
jump.
I remember those days when I was still a lecturer at the University of Lagos. Time for Bible study. Then nothing can stop me.
Every
time they want the door of the church open here, you will find me rushing down. I remember I sat down with my head of department.
University.
Sir, I am ready to work till from morning till night on Monday.
Because
in those days, Bible study here was Tuesday.
Please,
sir. From 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday.
Latin Kabiago Mario, let's okay near your Tuesday.
Don't expect to see me here.
Mariti, we baking one in Obagale, Kalilekoi.
Where are you going?
Nibunala.
I'm going to Bible study.
Molati, Leko, Bibeli.
And he just looked at me and said, what's wrong with this?
Boko, look, what's the woman? What is the lotion?
Are you crazy?
I've been coming in Shelley.
No, I'm not crazy.
He's been coming in Shelley
to
me.
I want to go to the house. So they loaded my Monday. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. No problems at all. But you fix. But if you fix anything for after 5 o'clock on Tuesday, you may have to take your job because I want to go and be with my maker. David said in Psalm 16 verse 11.
David is saying only David ori David ori carry the look where kokala.
Psalm 16 verse 11.
Ori David ori carry the look where kokala.
He said, you don't know what you are missing.
Oh man, can't talk about that
ore. There's only one true lover. Who will go through fire with you?
He's
the only one who will go with you when you are going through the valley of the shadow of death. His name is Jesus. One of the ways you can show him that you want to become one of his lovers is by surrendering your life to him and asking him to save your soul. So as we begin to sing this song, all those who want to give their life to
Jesus,
they should come forward.
They
will receive you. He will forgive you. And you can go home today saying, I am in love with Jesus.
And
Jesus is in love with me.
Do you love Christ? Yes, I love Him. Do you love Christ?
There is anyone
man still left who wants to give his or her life to Jesus?
Ṣé abárí ẹnikẹ́ni tó yìí kù láàárín ìjọ tó fẹ́ fi ayé rẹ̀ fún Jésù Kristì lówùrọ̀ yìí?
Come now quickly.
Jáde wá ní sísìn kankan.
Come and join those who are ready.
Wá darapọ̀ pẹ̀lú àwọn tí wọ́n ti wà níwájú.
And ask Jesus to save your soul.
Ó fi pé Jésù pé kó gbọ́kàn rẹ̀ là.
To forgive all your sins.
Láti dárí gbogbo àwọn ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rẹ̀
ìjọ. To take over your life from now.
Ó ti gba gbogbo ìṣàkóso ayé rẹ̀ láti sísìn yín lọ.
The rest of all, let's lift our hands to the Almighty.
Iyì àwọn tó kù, ẹ jẹ́ ti ẹ̀dánwó wá sí Ọlọ́run.
Father, help me. Help me to love you more. Help me to love you. Help me to love you with all my heart. Help me to love you. To love you. To love you, Lord. Help me to love you. Help me to love you with all my heart. Help me to love you with all my heart. Help me to love you like you love me. Let me love you in return. Let me love you in return. Let me love you in return. Let me love you. Whatever may be happening, just let me love you more. Let me love you with all my heart. Those of you want to give your life to Jesus, come on now. Come quickly. Come quickly. He's calling you. Come now. I love you all the days of my life. I may love you from the bottom of my heart. I may love you in the morning, love you in the afternoon, love you every day of my life. Those of you want to give your life to Jesus, come quickly. Lord, let me love you. Let me love you. Let me love you wholeheartedly. All the days of my life.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864 or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Erickmore Close off Erickmore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.